Okay, good evening, everybody. Welcome to the May 6, 2024 Board of Commissioners meeting at 6 p.m. I'd like to call us to order and start the Pledge of Allegiance. Please call the roll.
Commissioner Lofbaum?
Here.
Commissioner Aarons?
Here.
Commissioner Mapes?
Here.
Commissioner Ginnam?
Here.
Commissioner Gutowski?
Here.
Commissioner White? Commissioner Coates?
Here.
There's a just an explanation. Commissioner White couldn't make it tonight, so I'm sitting here. That's what, fulfilling my role. So, could I have a motion for approval of the agenda?
I'll move.
Okay.
Second.
Okay, we've got a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Okay. Next here we have the consent agenda. Does anyone want to make a motion to approve the consent agenda?
I can do that. I move to approve the consent agenda and all items contained therein and authorize the county administrator to sign the attached items on behalf of the Board of Commissioners.
Second.
Any discussion? Got a motion and a second? No discussion? Okay. All in favor say aye.
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 All opposed, same sign. Motion passes. Okay. So it puts us on to appearances.
Public comment.
Public comment. Oh, public comment. Any public would like to comment? Please step up to the mic and just say your name and where you're from. Okay. Any public comment? That's twice, three times. Any public comment? None? Okay. Very well, move along. We have our sheriff here for appearances to give his annual report.
Thank you. You all got a copy of it. And it's for 2003. In fact, I passed out another one. Matt, under Sheriff Lierstein, did the year in review for Bear Creek Township. So he had that too. So just, I do it every year, and I've been doing it ever since I'm sheriff. Let you know where your tax dollars are hard at work, and when you approve this, it'll go on the county website, then our website. And I'm not going to go through all 57 pages and bore you because it's pretty self-explanatory. But if you do have any questions, feel free to call me, or if you have them now, otherwise, thank you.
Sure.
Any questions? No.
Anybody have any questions for the sheriff? No?
Stop over. I'll buy you a cup of coffee. And we'll discuss it. Anything else? Thanks.
I just want to thank Matt for giving the presentation at Bear Creek the other night. It was a very good presentation.
Yeah.
I like that detail myself, just reading this real quick. It's interesting.
It's amazing, Neil, how busy that township is.
Yeah.
Well, what was it, 28% of our workforce?
Yeah.
And we got one guy there. And when he's not there, the other guys and gals.
Yeah, and that's fill in. For commissioner district, it has to be about the same amount of people in each district. I know that.
Yeah.
So.
It's working.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks, cool. Gentlemen and ladies.
Thank you, Pete.
Thank you, Sheriff.
Thank you, Pete. That's your last presentation, your last annual update.
It is, too. I'm not counting, but it's only. Depends on which calendar you're looking at. One says 230, then the other one says 240.
Thanks, Sheriff, for all your dedication, hard work, and keeping our county safe. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. Do we have to have a motion to approve the report?
To accept the report.
To accept the report. Can I have a motion from somebody?
I'll make that motion.
I'll second.
Okay. We've got a motion, second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Okay. Moving forward. Our administrative report.
I have a few things to update you on. At the airport on May 9th, we are going to be conducting our live burn training approximately 7 p.m. So if you're driving by the airport, you see a bunch of lights out there and equipment out there. This is a drill that we do every year. There's a simulation of a airplane in there, and they use propane fire. We use no chemicals. It's all water, so there is no chemicals used during that time. Parks and Rec has had a busy month. Getting ready, the camps are open, the locks are open. They open the 29th. And just a little plug, we are looking for seasonal staff. We have two openings at the lock, and we also have a couple at Camp Petasiga. Camp Petasiga is wide open now. Everything is in, the docks are in, and we've got campers coming into the park, but we're in desperate need for some summer help. So if you know anybody looking for a summer job, we have openings both at the locks and at Camp Petasiga. I'm not going to go through all the planning and zoning. I gave you your update on that, 11 cases that they've reviewed. Child care solution, there's a showcase coming up. We've been working with the local college on their regional child care and the study they've been doing. They're hosting a open house to kind of give where they are at the first year of it. It'll be Wednesday, May 29th from 8:30 to 10, and it will be at North Central Michigan College. So they will give an update where they are in the process of child care and what they've been doing for the last year. CCE, we did finally approve the contract for the software for EMS and the dispatch unit. So they will start that process and now trying to get that up and implemented. And the executive director, we're doing interviews, first round of interviews this week, and then the candidates will go to the full board for their final interview against the in front of the full CCE board. We've got a couple bids on the street right now. Oops, I forgot. The North NLEA, Northern Lakes Economic Symposium is May 17th. It will be at Boyne Mountain again this year, and I think everybody on the commission's going this year, so that's good. Good turnout. We've got a couple requests for a proposal on the street right now. The Sheriff's Department has a grant to purchase a new ATV for our patrols. And we also have a bid on the street now for Apple Blossom. This is at Bay Bluffs for Apple Blossom Wing Furniture. It's a mouthful. They're replacing the furniture in there. Once that is renovated, then we will move on to the next section. This is all part of our master plan and our capital improvement plan at Bay Bluffs. That is my report tonight.
Great. Thank you. We don't have any unfinished business. Move on to new business. Approval of investment consultant contract.
Yes, back in 2023, we started working at establishing a defined contribution retirement board to review the investments that we have in our retiree health and our 457 and our 401k plans. And tonight before you is the consultant that we're looking to hire to continue that process on. We went out for an RFP. We had numerous companies apply for that. Our staff has reviewed all the proposals that were received, along with our retirement consultant, our counselor, Aaron Castle, and they have recommended NBC Investment Consultant, Inc. for a flat fee of $25,000 a year. And an adjustment for the next couple years at 2% for the first 2 years. They have reviewed it and recommend that. This is something that we have in our 2024 budget.
Great. Would anyone like to make a motion?
I've got it here. I move that the board approve the attached agreement with NBC Investment Consulting to provide investment consulting services in the amount of $25,000 for the first year and authorize the county administrator to sign the agreement.
Thank you. Do we have a second?
Second.
Okay, we got a motion and a second. Any discussion? Okay, go on to vote. All in favor, well, actually, we have to go by each by person because it's money. Yeah.
Commissioner Gutowski?
Yes.
Commissioner Ginnup?
Yes.
Commissioner Mapes?
Yes.
Commissioner
Hoffa? Yes.
Commissioner Kuntz?
Yes.
Commissioner Ahrens?
Yes. Passes unanimous. Next up, we have the DPW budget adjustment.
We're looking for a budget adjustment of $2,500, taking the money from professional contractual service and putting it into a part-time. Struggling to find someone to help with the composite or our compost, and we're looking to hire someone in at 10 hours a week. So we're just moving money that was put into the contractual composite and putting into a seasonal appointment for $2,500. So the request is for $2,500.
Okay, looking for a motion.
I'll make that motion. I move the board approve the transfer $2,500 from professional contractual services to the following accounts. Part-time seasonal wages, $2,250. FICA employer, $175. Workers' comp insurance, $75 for the 2024 budget for the seasonal compost operator wages.
Okay, do we have a second?
I'll second.
Thank you. Any discussion?
Andy, is this farmer that you mentioned to us as well to do that?
I believe we'll have to post the position, but we do have somebody who is interested in applying.
Okay.
Okay. We had a motion, a second. Let's have a discussion vote.
Commissioner Ahrens?
Yes.
Commissioner Lofton?
Yes.
Commissioner Kuntz?
Yes.
Commissioner Ginnup?
Yes.
Commissioner Mapes?
Yes.
Commissioner Gutowski?
Yes.
Great. Passes. And we're going on to county building parking lots.
Yes, this facility, we have three parking lots, one in the back, one across the street, and then the sheriff's parking lot. Part of our capital program is looking at doing improvements and renovating our parking lots. The parking lot to the south is our biggest parking lot where a majority of the staff park. If you notice that there's two tiers on that, that parking lot is drainage issues and really kind of control issues. We're looking at putting a proposal together to do all three. We're looking at the staff parking lot at the back this year and then looking at the north parking lot, working with the city of Petoskey and their parking district to look at doing improvements to that parking lot next year. Before we can do anything, we have to have our architecture and engineering put the drawings together. If you remember, SIDOC Group was the we put a bid out. We have their pricing. So this is just awarding based on their pricing that we received to SIDOC for $83,000 for all three parking lots, including the in front of the sheriff's office. Parking lot to the south, we'll look at removing that wall that's in there to separating the two and making that one level. We also, when we do that, we have to put drainage and storage retention in that parking lot. So that's part of the cost. We're probably looking between $500,000 and $600,000 for all the parking lots, with being budgeted out over 2 years this year, parking lot next year, the big lot to the north. We've been talking with Petoskey on what we do with our staff during that time and people using that lot, and we're working arrangements that we would shuttle people in from different spots around the city while that's under construction. It would not start until the fall time, when the majority of the people hopefully aren't up here, but tourist numbers will be down.
Great. So do I have a motion?
I'll make that motion. Okay. I move to approve the SIDOC proposal dated March 15, 2024 in the amount of $83,000, specifically architectural engineering service related to the proposed parking improvements, and authorize the administrator to sign all necessary documents.
Second.
We have a second and a motion. Any discussion? Okay. Vote.
Commissioner Lofton?
Yes.
Commissioner Kuntz?
Yes.
Commissioner Mapes?
Yes.
Commissioner Ginnup?
Yes.
Commissioner Ahrens?
Yes.
Commissioner Gutowski?
Yes.
Passes. And the citizen participation plan.
Yes. This is part of the CHILL grant and part of the requirements from the state. We've already approved this one time back in December of 23. As you know, we've been back to you a couple of times with the CHILL grant because they came, I think they might have been a little bit ahead of themselves when they put the grant information out, because now they're requiring us to come back and make some changes. What they've asked us to change in our plan is pretty minor. It's just the way there was a few things that were removed, and then reorganizing it to the format they're asking for us to put it in now. We've given you the red line and the new version, and we see no major changes with that. It's just the format that they want to see us in. We will be back next meeting with the company that we already approved to distribute the funds, but they've asked us to come back again. So hopefully, after next meeting, that is the last time until we give you the update and the final report how this money was spent. But
that's okay. We're here.
Yeah.
We're not going
anywhere. It's a lot of staff time to continue to rewrite these things, because they keep changing their methods and how they want us to report.
Well, that's regrettable.
Yes. But we'll take the money.
Yeah. Okay. Do I have a motion?
I'll make that motion. I move the board approve the citizen participation plan as amended.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Okay, all in favor say aye.
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 All opposed? Same sign. Okay, passes. International Compost Awareness Week.
Andy, you want to say something? I saw you in the news this morning. You want to come up and say something about it?
Sure. So thank you for putting this on the agenda. This is the first International Compost Awareness Week that's been recognized in the state of Michigan. Oakland Counties and Kent County have both already accepted this at their Board of Commissioners, so I appreciate you having this here as well. Any questions about it? All right, thank you.
I'll make that motion. I'll move that the board approve the attached proclamation recognizing May 5th through 11th, 2024 as International Compost Awareness Week.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Okay, then. All in favor say aye.
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 All opposed, same sign. Okay, passes. And thanks for reminding me of my compost that I have to deal with in my backyard. I know I've collected it for a couple of years, and now I know I've got to deal with it.
Should be good to go now.
Yeah. Okay, Babe Left's interior painting.
I talked a little bit earlier about we're going out for RFP right now for new furniture for this wing. As part of the renovation in this wing is repainting the hallways. And the rooms in there. The company that we're recommending also did the painting of the last hallway that we did the renovation in. The price for the painting is $29,700. The painter is very familiar with the building because he's done a portion of it. We're pleased with this. We're right on schedule to get this painted, and then once it's painted, the new furniture comes in and opens up another, I think, close to 20 rooms.
Great. Good news.
And this is in our capital improvement project for the Bay Bluffs.
Excellent. Do I have a motion?
I move to approve the bid from National Painting Contractors for the painting of approximately 18,000 square feet of interior wall and ceiling in the amount of $29,700, and authorize the county administrator to sign the agreement on behalf of the Board of Commissioners.
I'll second.
We have multiple seconds. You can pick one, Susie.
Okay, Commissioner Loffo.
Okay. Okay, any discussion about paint? Watching it dry?
Yes.
Commissioner Mapes?
Yes.
Commissioner Koontz?
Yes.
Commissioner Ahrens?
Yes.
Commissioner Loffo?
Yes.
Commissioner Ginnah?
Yes.
Okay, that brings us to communications. Any communications? applications? Nothing? Okay. And to the infamous public comment. Would you like to stand at the podium, make comments to the board? Going once? Going twice? Okay, we'll move on. The only announcement I have is that the next meeting, let me see here, yeah, will be held on May 16th, 2024 at 6 p.m. right here where you're at right now, the Emmett County Board of Commissioners room. And then I'll look for a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
I'll second.
Moved and seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. We're adjourned.